It's your boys coming to you live from the Greek and Tiki Studios with Such Good Shoot, the podcast about anything and everything in the world of wrestling. Coming to you tonight for a special deathmatch edition. It's your host, Dozer, with his main man, Shane!
That was a hell of a... I gotta tell you, I mean, that was... You went all out, man.
No. Nick and Jericho went all out.
Oh.
Well,
they should have been on that.
I don't know. There might be better things planned for All Out. I don't know. Maybe a suite or something. I don't know.
Oh, gee.
Oh, I couldn't help myself on that one. But, you know, all in all, I think the matter at hand tonight is just the fact that we've had some great fucking death matches in the last 5 days.
Yeah, started Saturday.
And, you know, we've had a lot of Nick Gage in the past 2 days. And, you know, the main reason we gathered here is to talk about the Jericho and Nick Gage match that just happened about an hour or so ago on AEW Dynamite on free TV. Like, what? But I think to give this match full context, Shane, can you recap what happened on Saturday night in Atlantic City?
Yeah, so I'm like a first-time pay-per-view buyer. My girlfriend was the ECW show tonight, whatever. And I was thinking about it. And I was like, it's probably $20. You know what I mean? So fuck it. Might as well check it out. I got to see what happens with Cardona. And I accidentally bought both days. Both nights were $13.90. But yeah. So Nick Gage and Matt Cardona wrestled Saturday night for the CW Heavyweight Championship. One of the most into wrestling. Seeing, you know, the artist formerly known as Zack Ryder go in, get busted up with 60, 70 fucking lights and glass panes, pizza cutter, and you know, I've dabbled in deathmatch wrestling, but I've never watched it. It was insane. Matt Cardona ended up winning, almost got beaten up by fans, and was showered in a pile of trash that Hulk Hogan was proud of.
Absolutely. And it seemed, just from watching the backlash and the wrestling media talking about it, that Cardona kind of established himself as one of the greatest heels currently in the deathmatch world with one match.
Oh, I mean, like, that was real heat that you don't... Dave Meltzer is out of his fucking mind. Like, I get the fact, like, you know what I mean? But also at the same time, to have people that lit in the year 2001 in professional wrestling is...
That's unheard of at this point.
Yeah, it's really insane.
And, you know, he hates people throwing trash because he lives in trash. I don't remember who I stole that from, but look at his office. It's a pigsty.
Yeah, I mean, just it's so out of touch and like angry at what made the wrestling business so thralling and out of control with. Like I said, is there a place for it? Maybe not, but the fact it happened, you know what I mean? It's everywhere. They sold a shirt with just the picture, and my dumbass bought it. Like,
I'm pretty sure we could make that shirt. I'm pretty sure you can't copyright that shit, and if you can copyright it, GCW certainly doesn't own it.
Yeah, like I said, I was so amazed by the reaction, and not that I love either of the nights as like wrestling, but it was something. I definitely came out of those two nights in like a deathmatch promotion more. Like I would buy in a card, you know. Do I think it's pure professional wrestling? No, but you know, it's close enough.
And you know, just quickly touching on a comment we have here from Tyler. I absolutely do not know what is playing behind me.
Yeah, I didn't watch the whole card.
It is something from Dynamite last week. Big LG or somebody taking on somebody wearing Christian's trunks, but it ain't Christian.
Oh, I believe that's Frankie. Watched entire cards.
Yeah, I haven't watched it. I, you know, just gained the ability to watch AEW tonight, mostly because of the match we're talking about. And, you know, we should probably talk about it in the 72 labors of MJF, labor number 2. We have Jericho taking on Nick Gage in a death match.
No rules match.
Okay, so TNT has some restrictions on what they can say and can't say. It was a death match. Why this got the no rules match versus like the lights out match that really opened the AEW, I don't know.
Yeah, this would have made a lot of sense. Why don't you take over? Like I said, I've watched a lot of...
I will absolutely take over. And, you know, this was one of my first real experiences with a deathmatch, which is kind of shocking coming from the hardcore city themselves, Philadelphia, the birthplace of all great hardcore promotions. I don't care what you say. We got ECW. We got fucking CZW, we got Ring of Honor, and we ain't too far from GCW. In fact, I was a little pissed off that I was only 5 miles away from this GCW pay-per-view happening when it happened, and I goddamn missed it because I don't pay attention. But, you know, so I'm watching this Jericho match, and I don't know what to expect. I'm seeing Painmaker Jericho come out, somebody who I've only ever really seen the pictures of him as the Painmaker, and I'm not sure how I feel about this face paint on this old man, but we'll leave that aside. He enters the ring. People are screaming, yay, singing his song. Then, you know, the bell tolls, and Nick fucking Gage walks out. And, you know, I don't know if the crowd reacted appropriately or not. I don't know how much of the crowd knew who Nick Gage was. I knew who he was, but that's only incidentally. So the match gets started, and right away, as soon as the match starts, we get some blood on Jericho from a quick pizza cut to the arm. And that pizza wheel becomes incredibly prevalent throughout the night, especially with a perfectly timed Domino's ad, according to our people not bootlegging this through the UK. And you can't knock that Domino's ad. Gotta rock that hustle. And there were chairs, there were light tubes, there was glass. I'm pretty sure, you know, the light tubes, I don't think you can gimmick. The glass, I'm pretty sure, was gimmick. That was safety glass. That wasn't regular pane glass. I'm sorry. It probably wasn't sugar glass, though, like WWE.
No, I mean, it definitely still had the ability. You know what I mean?
It absolutely had the ability to hurt someone. And, you know, watching Nick Gage go with the pizza wheel at Jericho's head, you could see he was digging in some. Like, it wasn't all the rolls weren't landing, but some definitely dug in. They definitely drew legit blood with that. And watching these light tubes, you know, I don't know how much they hurt or don't hurt. I've never been hit with a light tube. I never intend to be hit with a light tube. It is my goal in life to never make that happen. But they're a spectacle. They are a spectacle to watch. They explode. They're kind of like why the kendo stick is so prevalent. You hear them crack. They look like they hurt. They leave a welt. It's beautiful. And that's how I felt about the light tubes in this match. And it was perfect. You know, the match did not go on too long. I think it was like 7 or 8 minutes, which, from the couple of death matches I've watched here and there for the show, that's pretty short, actually.
You sure it was that short? I thought it was closer to like 12 minutes. I mean, I'm not totally sure, obviously.
I didn't break out the stopwatch, and I don't have a Wikipedia up telling me what to say on this. So I honestly don't know. It felt short to me.
Yeah,
maybe that's just because they didn't go too hard on some of the stuff.
Especially comparative to what I saw last weekend, it was definitely a little short for sure. Did that a little bit.
Yeah, well, tell me what you did like about this match and what brought you into it.
I mean, like I said, having watched the entire weekend, I was definitely what happened on EW Dynamite. It's a cable television show on the Turner Network Broadcasting Services.
Turner Network Television.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, I was just see how that trained him, what all happened. And obviously the match got off to a little bit of a start. You know, you had like, okay. But by the time, like around where they hit the commercial break, it was insane. For cable broadcast television, I was nothing short of at the lengths they went and what happened. I mean, the amount of blood, the amount of brutality you don't know on especially cable television, man.
Yeah, and I can't imagine how much in the truck. I'm sure there was a guy whose whole job was to keep his finger right on the dump button.
Yeah, I mean,
ready to dump the broadcast.
TNT couldn't have known how far they would
I can't
go.
Imagine they didn't know. That it would be suicide to not inform them. You may want to look into this Nick Gage guy.
Yeah, I mean, but they couldn't have known the amount of, you know what I mean? Like, to me, that's the whole thing. The amount of real blood that was spilled.
Blood and guts, pal.
Yeah, I mean, that was spilled in that ring for anybody that has, they might have been informed.
Well, how about can light tubes be? You know, they kind of just pop, and it's not big glass, it's thin glass. It's not going to cause a lot of blood.
Yeah,
you know?
Like I have to imagine there were TNT people that see this that are invested in that are gonna fucking shit their pants or worship, because I've seen different opinions from hardcore, and half of them I think are sane and are saying, yo, this fucking never happened to deathmatch wrestling, man, to, you know, have this many eyes on deathmatch wrestling at the same time. Yeah, most of them won't like it, they've seen it now, you know what I mean, and they're gonna get a ton of people that were like, it was dope. And then they're like, the other people are like, you know, Nick Gage lost to Jericho, you know, that maybe they didn't go as crazy as should have, but
that was the only answer. There's no way that this ends on Labor 2. Like, yeah. If you didn't see Jericho winning this, you're an idiot. Just like he's winning next week against Tuvi. I'm sorry. It's going to be an excellent watch. He's winning.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean,
spoiler alert.
Yeah.
But like, I just want to quickly address a question from the crowd here. Is AEW trying to over gimmick?
Yes.
I definitely agree. And they're definitely going for that blood and guts market that Vince has purely shut out, that they think will bring in that 18 to 39 audience. And
it's working. Yep.
I'm not going to lie. Up until an hour ago, I had no way to watch AEW. Because of this match, I bought a VPN. I bought AEW Plus through Fight. And I watched this match so that, one, I could talk about it, and two, I could see it. And yeah. It worked.
Yeah, and now that you have all, you're probably going to AEW more. There might be a couple matches, or you might watch the show. Who knows?
Yeah, I may not watch it live, but I'll watch it the next day. I'll watch it. Hell, it ain't that hard. I can do this.
And Jovan, they're out of there.
The pizza cutter was not gimmick. Some of the shots, so with the AEW Plus, I got to see the full screen where you all saw the picture in a picture. During that, he wasn't hitting a lot of those with the pizza cutter with the actual blades. He was going like in the front. But there were definitely shots that definitely connected. There's no doubt about that to me.
So,
One more coming up. And you know what? Honestly, I don't care about the Punk. The Punk will be great to see, especially if he debuts in Chicago. But the DB, I just worry for his health. That's my biggest concern. If he can go, he can go. If he says he can go, he can go. I don't want him to end up in a wheelchair like half these guys at the WrestleCon.
Yeah, I mean, but also the very wrestling, see what happened. So Jovan in the comments here said, Cardona brought all the eyes that he could have done. And brother, I totally agree. Cardona was much better for CW. But this match for like deathmatch wrestling as a whole, I think this is more for deathmatch than what Cardona match.
I don't know, but I do know it made Cardona a much bigger name than he was, which is kind of saying something, because everybody loves Zack Ryder. My wife loves Zack Ryder.
Bro, I hate Zack Ryder.
Oh, woo, 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 you know it. He was Jersey Shore before Jersey Shore was a thing.
Yeah, bro, and I'm you've ever been said over and over again.
You are, and I'm a Guido, so it kind of works out.
Yeah, I mean, whatever, man. You can like what you suck.
Well, it's not like what you like. It's literally, I'm a Guido on that. That's not a choice. Guido by birth, baby.
Yo, that's a tattoo directly on like the base of your neck across your shoulders. Guido by birth, baby.
No. Yeah. I gotta get a fake gold chain tattooed and in the center have Guido by birth on it.
No, that shit's bad. but yeah, I mean, I just think, especially, I've seen a lot of Twitter. People.
Oh no, people on Twitter are mad. What are we going to do?
People are very angry. But for what match was to be, which MJF hiring a crazy motherfucker, a mercenary, it was perfect. I mean, it was what you wanted it. The commentary was on point, and I think mostly real. I mean, like, JR was shitting on Nick Gage literally the entire time.
And you know how to get in here.
Yeah, hop in, brother.
You know how to do this.
And Shivani just being shock and awe. And I mean, even at points, MJF was screaming like he was hurting. Like, I thought the commentary was putting Jericho through hell. And
they definitely put Jericho through hell.
Yeah, you have Jericho, one of the greatest of all time, and you just saw him in a position I've literally never seen.
No, he don't do death matches.
No, I mean, and he wasn't happy that he had to take the tack bump from Ambrose at the Ambrose Asylum. He wasn't happy about that, and this man went out and did the thing. Like, I think both competitors deserve a lot of credit, because on national television, the non-deathmatch wrestling.
It was more doggy. Sorry, Jovan. It wasn't missionary. It was doggy.
Man, I just...
Sorry, bad jokes, people.
But yeah, I don't know, man. It's just things where I'm still reeling that was seen by like some fucking 7-year-old. You know what I mean?
Oh, they're definitely pissed off parents.
Yeah. So
luckily, it's not going to hurt the AEW toy sales because from what I have seen, they're mostly bought by people that look more like me than like little Joey down the street. So. I think we're safe there.
So Dozer, just I'm curious. Your opinion as a what would you think if your, you know, 7-8-year-old child was what you walked into the room, you saw them watching. What's your opinion? I'm curious.
Why aren't you in bed?
Okay, fair enough.
Look, I'm a firm believer in the British system of there's a watershed time where after that all bets are off. And basically, as long as you're not fucking a goat on TV, you can get away with it. And I don't mind that. This was well after prime time. I think I would be more upset by the bringing little Joey to the show.
Okay.
And it not being announced until the week before that there is going to be this ultra violent. I think that would be my concern, especially with that ultra violent match being the main event. If it was a lights out match after the fact, I could get behind it. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome DDJ.
Hello, Dennis.
Dennis, same question.
Yeah.
We're just rolling with this. As a parent, how would you feel if little Joey watched this match as a 7-year-old and you weren't really expecting this to be on the show?
Oh, man. First off, I don't have a little, but if I would have this time, like, while as insane good as that was, surprised they pull off a match with a lot of this, you know, head on with.
Yeah, so yeah. Dozer, real quick, just to throw it back to you. You mentioned live. What would you do? Like if you're there with Will Joey and you're live and this is starting to happen, would you cover the eyes? Would you evacuate the premise? You just
I would leave. I would get up and leave. One, I'm an old man. I like to leave before the shit's over anyway to avoid the crowds.
You're saying you're old? I've got a few.
Yes, but I live further from any venue. It's a long drive home.
No, I'm not that far from the Now Arena, All Out's, the United Center. You show the
stance.
Basically, and then Allstate Arena. I've got like an hour drive. Yeah.
The main attraction for Dozer Live is a tramp flying across his backyard.
Yeah. Well, I get to watch some great windstorms and see what blows over. Normally my shit. Occasionally someone else's.
It's your house, bro.
Yeah, it's not always a good thing living out in the middle of nowhere. But hey, there are worse things. I still have high-speed internet. I could still bootleg watch AEW. It works.
So DDJ, you're live. You're live with Lil Matthew. What are you doing? Are you getting up and you abandoning ship or... What's your if you're live?
You go to it. We were at a show like this. See, he did come with me to a show like this. Yeah, I probably, as much as the fan inside of me would have been to say, I want the dad, the parent response of moronic. I probably been like, once I saw the it's time to go.
So, do you think it would have been a different story if, say, you knew when you bought the tickets that there was going to be this ultra violent match at the end of?
Absolutely. I mean, I think when like. I'm sure the tickets, you know, sold out a week ago and stuff. But I mean, I kind of wonder when they. I'd be in the bet this probably buzz that Gage was getting on, then obviously coming off the heels of this past week. And I'm sure that kind of just was kind of all quote unquote minute. But I mean, like this, I can almost guarantee, and I don't have any kind of, don't have those kind of.
No, we're just three fans right now.
Yeah. But no, I'm almost positive that when tickets this probably.
Oh, so, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm saying if I'd have known, like if I would have went, but I would have been like, you know, I'd have been.
It's kind of tough, especially since most parents, I could be watching anything wrestling related. And she'd just go, oh, you're watching WrestleMania. So they, you know, especially a parent not in the know, not me, not you, not Shane. They would just see it and go, oh, it's wrestling. It's WWE. It's John Cena. And, you know, it's a dangerous thing. That's a problem ECW fell into. But at least ECW was crazy.
And knew what you were getting. You knew you were getting that kind of stuff. Every new CW that you were going to see were likely something similar for me.
But not even that crazy.
A half hour, 45 minutes was out with the family. You go to any, and while I'm pretty, I've been saying, hey, you just got another new little that buffet, I guess.
Absolutely. And you know what? You weren't here when we got started. So, DDJ, what do you say about this match?
Man, I was kind of wondering what, I mean, I'm not a why it has the, and I've heard of Nick Gage and then obviously the dark side of the one kind of with Cardona. I kind of wonder what we're going to get because, again, if this were a paper, you know, something like on Fight TV or whatever, we probably would have gotten way more than we did. And obviously, I think I saw someone call it light or like a diet CW because you got the light to the glass. And I wasn't really sure what to get, but what I saw. I'm gonna come out and say it. I liked it. Like, I think it's just enough. It seemed like it wasn't like seeing the weapon for weapon. Again, you know, shout out to Excalibur. I think he
was the best one there.
He did a really good job of educating those that have not really, and also telling us about Nick Gage. Also, shout out to the production kind of hype him. Yeah, I mean, if we're going this on the how you do our, I'd probably say I'd give that a solid 3.5 stars.
I'd give it 4 broken glass light tubes.
I would also work broken glass panes. It
was to just echo what I think we've all said is it was just enough.
Yeah.
It was.
Go on.
Sorry, Shane. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, DDJ, I said this earlier to fill you, and that's that I watched GCW and I saw a great many glass tubes, but this match was probably my favorite of the weekend that I saw on both nights of Homecoming because they didn't overdo
it. Exactly.
And everything made sense, and especially within the context of AEW and what they're doing with the storyline, this was kind of absolutely perfect. I can't give it a 5. It wasn't a great wrestling match, but it didn't
have. Hey, there was a spine buster.
For what they wanted, to immerse in old Jericho. I mean, you've never seen Jericho that, have you?
No.
No. What I was going to say is, you know, early on in the Such Good Shoot life, we watched and we reviewed live some Schlack matches.
Yes, we did.
Schlack is insane, but some of it is too much. You can only see so many light tubes get broken before you're desensitized in that match to a light tube being broken. This was just enough. Every hit had meaning.
Exactly. They didn't just use the weapons and everything just to use it. You nailed it. Hit every weapon, every hit had meaning.
And watching Gage jab the light tube in Jericho's forehead, watching that pizza cutter slice him, like, you felt it. You felt it in your soul.
Yeah, I mean, especially seeing a legitimate living legend of the greatest of all time in the you've never seen him like that, bleeding like that. You know what I mean? I mean, he looked like he was going to fucking die through like the last of that match.
Absolutely.
And how good Jericho's really since the last say or so, basically, he's really kind of from the, he's gotten the platform. He's how good he did. You let's go back 5 years, this time 20. Do you think any of us, can you honestly say you would?
No.
Probably not. And Tyler, you got the comment on there. Yeah, Jericho was a GOAT. I'm not the guy that shots it. And someone probably, I won 9 bars, maybe saw this, that I'm just saying, sorry, I had to go. No, Jericho really stepped up why he'd be talked about amongst of all time.
There's no doubt. The day he won the title from both Rock and Rock and Austin in the same night, he kind of solidified himself as a GOAT. Like,
I mean, but I mean, he's really, I mean, that I think a lot of people have known him for time in the W would have never, I mean, even myself, I would have never thought just how good.
It absolutely has. And what tonight has done more so than anything. And, you know, my Disney podcast, we talk a lot about synergy and watching this match. One, it worked. It got me to pay to watch AEW.
Yep.
It worked there. 2, I am now going to go watch the Nick Gage Dark Side of the Ring documentary. I'm lazy. Really, I haven't watched a lot of them. And 3, I will get to watching the Painmaker matches in New Japan.
Now, EW.
Yeah, for a while. I feel like maybe a year or two down the line, because Nick Gage isn't a young man. I mean, Nick Gage is like 44.
Yeah.
Like, But I feel like a couple years down the line, when his body is finally failing, I feel like you know what I mean? As long as AEW's still there, maybe it's against MJF. You know what I mean? Maybe we never get a payoff as far as, you know, MJF not paying him or whatever, and Nick Gage on his farewell or shows back up. You know what I mean? It's fucking, you know what I mean?
It's a wheelchair slap match, everybody.
Correct me if I'm wrong, MJF, wasn't he part of...
I feel like...
Yes, I think he was.
Yeah, I feel like he was there for a second, but who knows if Gage was... You know what I mean?
Like around the same time or something, but I'm almost positive.
Nick Gage could have been in jail at that point.
He may have been, but yeah, I like I said, you know, it's nice to see Gage coming. They do talk about it on the dark side. I'm always a sucker for story, you know, someone gets himself, things happen, you know, good at Gage. Yeah, like I said, I don't think he's mainstream weekly TNT wrestler of that nature.
Oh, no, and I don't think he'll be happy. I mean, I don't think he wants to, you know what I mean?
True.
He doesn't want to do his moves to the cameras, to the hard cam. That's not him.
No, he wants to do the move to the fans.
Yeah, wrestle in the round. Quite simple. But you know what? We've all given this match our stars. Do we have any final thoughts on it?
Yeah. Oh, not really on the match.
Shoot.
DDJ, did you watch all of Dynamite?
Yes, I finished it probably close to an hour.
Did you shit your pants when it was announced that Tanahashi be wrestling Dynamite?
Yeah, this is something that's been, I was shocked because I remember excited for Tanahashi back when he faced Jericho at
wrestling. Yeah, it was the last Jericho.
Yeah, I believe so. Because there was a stipulation that if Tanahashi won, he would be able to go through portal to challenge the champion. So, you know, when that happened, I'm thinking, okay. But yeah, seeing him on there, freaking dude, awesome.
Insane, right?
And the thing that I love about this, it's not going to be here. Tanahashi, Archer's going back to Japan. So,
oh, he is? I thought it was Gun Dynamo.
No, they announced, they said during the match, I think it was after, that they announced that I was going Tanahashi, but they didn't announce. I know they've got, I believe, I can't think of their next show with that Wrestle Grand Slam or something like that. I would assume that that's going to happen. What a great time to be. We're seeing, you know, the IWE Championship change. Seeing Kenny Omega, you know, wrestling somewhat right impact. We're seeing Conan on not only EW, he was also on MLW. If you happen to just
Jay White and Impact.
Yeah, Jay White and Impact, Hikuleo, and they mentioned that, you know, Tama Tonga, Tonga Loa, the Destiny. And what a time to be.
Absolutely, and I couldn't agree more. I've never been as into wrestling as I am now, but, you know, I'm also hosting a podcast about it, so should watch it a little more than I have in the past.
Yeah, there's something out there.
There is. It was a beautiful night. It got me to subscribe, and hopefully we'll get to see some more good stuff when next week Jericho takes on Juventud again.
That's so going to be really interesting. I mean, I don't know how wrestled. I know I see. So, I mean, see how he probably came back when Jericho and Juventud had their CW.
The fact that it's happening.
Absolutely. And I just want to take a moment to remind you to tune in tomorrow at 10:05 as we go live with the Godfather right here on Such Good Shoot, powered by the Johnners Podcasting Network and DDJ. We'll try to best the Godfather in Godfather trivia.
Man.
Yes, he will.
Till next time, that is Shane. That is What Do You Say with DDJ. And I'm that goddamn dozer. Till next time, bye.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Such Good Shoot. If you are on YouTube, please remember to like, subscribe, and ring that bell icon. Or subscribe to us on your favorite audio catcher. Or finally, if you're on Facebook, leave a comment, like the video, and make sure to share it out to all your friends. Until next time, we have been Such Good Shoot, and have a great day.